Parade of Lights in Powassan is back, joining West Nipissing as the second area community to announce a light parade. The highly popular parade was sidelined last year by COVID-19, but it's set to go this year December 4th. Co-organizer Leah Davis says the reaction from the public and participants was overwhelming after it put the word out that the Christmas parade would be back. "People were just so happy," Davis said. "I don't know if it's because it's finally some sort of normalcy is back again, but definitely people are very happy." Last month, West Nipissing announced it would have a parade of lights after cancelling last year's event due to COVID. See West Nipissing Green Lights Christmas Parade of Lights. Davis says the parade helps kick off the Christmas season in Powassan and that will be evident along Main Street, where the businesses will have their shops lit up and decorated and further enhanced by the floats, vehicles, riders, and walkers. Davis says it doesn't seem that cancelling the parade in 2020 is having a negative effect on this year's event. She says the number of groups or businesses that have picked up forms saying they will participate with floats or vehicles is on par with past years. That means there could be anywhere from 30 to 35 floats, vehicles, and trailers. Powassan is one of those communities that's also able to include an equestrian segment, and Davis says the parade will feature horses and their riders in addition to horse-drawn wagons. So far, most of the participants who have confirmed their attendance are from Powassan and Trout Creek, while another participant is coming in from Astorville and another from Callander. Davis says in the past, participants have also come from South River and Sundridge, but so far no one from either community has confirmed their attendance. The Parade of Lights started in 2013 and the participants go all out when putting together their floats, especially when it comes to Christmas lights. "And the more lights there are the better, because the children love the lights," Davis said. While a lot of effort goes into decorating the floats, the horse riders also get into the spirit of things. Davis says lights will be on the horses' tails and bells on their hooves, and some will even wear hats. In addition to the floats, vehicles, and trailers, Davis says there are plenty of walkers, which include young people and different mascots. There are also non-profit groups, and church groups are also on hand with the nativity scene. In previous Christmas parades, 250 Clark has been the site where young children get to meet Santa before the parade, and after the parade families head over to the local arena for a family skate and cookies. "But we won't be doing that this year because COVID is still lingering in the back of people's minds," Davis said. "But hopefully next year we can do that again." The parade starts at the local beer store on Main Street and makes its way into the built-up part of town along Main and then turns left on Clark Street. It's on Clark for only a short distance before it makes another left-hand turn, this time on Edward Street, where it starts to wrap up. The route is a little more than a mile long, and from start to finish the parade takes 45 to 60 minutes. Davis says it easily attracts nearly 1,000 onlookers. Davis also says one or two people will be designated to hand out candies to children, keeping COVID guidelines in mind. Mayor Peter McIsaac will be at the start of the parade along with Nipissing MPP Vic Fedeli. Both will ride with Lorne Byers, the other co-organizer of the parade, on a wagon pulled by Clydesdale horses. Davis says all the other horses are placed right behind the Clydesdales. She says this way they don't see the vehicles and don't become bothered by all the commotion going on behind them. Santa and Mrs. Claus are at the end of the parade. Davis says if anyone is still thinking of entering the parade, she'd like to have the entry form by December 3rd, the day before the parade. This way she has an idea of how to line everyone up along the route. She adds entry forms will be accepted on the day of the parade, but she doesn't encourage participants to wait until the last minute. Davis says some past parades have seen warm temperatures while others have been bitterly cold. Saturday's forecast calls for a mix of sun and cloud and a daytime high of -8, dropping to -10 overnight. She suggests people dress warmly since they will be outside for at least 1 hour. And the hope is there is a small sprinkle of snow to help set that festive mood. The parade begins at 6 p.m. December 4th. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of the North Bay Nugget. The Local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.